Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Saturday, August 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. It's another Holy Spirit Saturday, and we have a Holy Spirit story to share in together in today's meeting with Jesus. So let's get right to it, and I pray all that we're going to share in today is a deep encouragement to you, as you'll see, as you faithfully walk, not just in the what that God is inviting you to do with him, but also the when. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled A Holy Spirit Appointment. And our passage for today is a very short one. It's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1a. Hear the word of the Lord. Follow the way of love. The word of the Lord. Consider this. We're entering into another Holy Spirit story moment. And each week I'm sharing just one Holy Spirit story from you, from someone in Sower Nation, of which there are thousands and thousands of us, that is intended to encourage us in welcoming Jesus to do his ministry, the ministry that only he can do through us. And each story is designed and drawn out and selected to encourage you as you pray the kingdom traveling prayer, as we talked about earlier this summer in our All the Things series, your kingdom come, your will be done, Matthew 6:10. And as you carry the kingdom question around with you in your heart, may I pray for you. So today's story comes to us from Cheryl Willoughby. She's a wake-up call listener, a follower of Jesus. She's many things. She's been a counselor and a teacher, and she serves in her local church. And my favorite part of this story is how God knew the exact timing of what he was doing in two people's lives at the same time. And this story is a reminder that God's work is not just about what he wants to do, but it's also about when he wants to do it and how we can give ourselves grace as we learn to follow him. So let's hear her story. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the story.
Okay. My name is Cheryl Willoughby. Mm-hmm. My husband Eric and I live in Silver Creek, Georgia. This is a community outside of Rome, and that's in Northwest Georgia. We have an adult daughter, a son-in-law, and an 8-year-old granddaughter that we adore and help get the privilege of helping take care of. My career is in education, and most of that time I served as a counselor. And for a period of time, I maintained a license as a professional counselor. So I did some of that too. We've been members of Silver Creek Methodist Church for a little over 35 years. Currently, I'm the lay leader. I'm a lay speaker, children's Sunday school teacher, and I help coordinate our once-a-month free community lunch program. I'm a regular listener of the Wake Up Call. I always look forward to it, and it has become an integral part of my day.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad to have you with us today. And why don't you go ahead and share your story, and then I'll ask you something about it when we're...
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
My small church ministers to the community the last Saturday of each month by providing a free meal. One Saturday a few years ago, I was helping serve the meal when I noticed a young woman come in that I was pretty sure had never been there before. She came directly to the line to pick up her meal and immediately started talking to me. She told me her name. Then she said, "I'm 36 years old. I have stage 4 cervical cancer. My mom died of cervical cancer. I plan to be buried next to her." Well, I responded in some way that I don't remember, and I gave her a meal. Before she sat down to eat, I stepped from behind the serving line and asked her if I could pray with her. And she said yes. I placed my hand on her shoulder and prayed a short prayer. And then she sat down, ate, and somehow managed to leave before I could speak with her again. After lunch was over, and for the next month, I was distraught because I hadn't gotten her contact information. She had told me she was staying with someone in the area, but I didn't know who or where. But most of all, I was burdened by the fact that I hadn't talked with her about her relationship with Jesus. My thought was, I blew it. At community lunch the next month, I was again helping serve. I looked up to see the same young woman walking in the door. And as I went to talk with her, she said, "I felt better after being here last time." I asked her if I could invite our pastor over to pray with us, and she agreed. Before getting the pastor, I asked her, "Do you know Jesus?" And she said, "Yes, since I was 16." And as I brought our pastor over, I felt a sense of peace. And after she finished her meal, she went on her way. The next month, she did not return to our community lunch. A short time after that, I read her obituary in the local newspaper. I have absolutely no doubts that the encounter I had with this young woman was a Holy Spirit appointment. As she faced the very real possibility of death, she came to a place that, although unfamiliar, represented connection to the one that she had come to know when she was a teenager. At a Saturday community lunch, she found the peace that she was looking for. A reconnection to her faith and an assurance of God's promises for eternity. But she wasn't the only one affected by the encounter. I was humbled that God had allowed me to partner with him in ministering to this precious young woman. I was reminded that God's timing is always perfect. That he loves us with an everlasting love, and that he can use even me to accomplish his purpose. All glory be to God.
Man, oh, that's such a beautiful story. Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you for your love for Jesus, your obedience in that. I'd love to just focus on one word that you said in this, and I think it illustrates another dynamic of our walking with Jesus and what it means to be his apprentices, and it's the word timing that you use right there at the end. And we've called this, an appointment, a Holy Spirit appointment.
Right.
And we think about appointments and we plan them ahead and we know what's going to happen and we kind of gear our lives to them. But then there are these moments when God says, not just here's what I want you to do, here's the what, but here's the when. And so she comes to you, there's this moment you have, but then you're carrying this for a month, going, and that's a burden that we experience in those moments, and then the Lord orchestrates a perfect timing moment. Just talk a little bit about that, just how it felt to walk through that and the timing of it all.
Yes, I was when the young woman first came in and started talking with me and opened up the conversation the way she did. That was a little, I was caught off guard. But I knew that I needed to answer that with something to give her something that she was looking for. Obviously, she was sharing her life with me and what she was dealing with. And so I knew to pray. God led me to pray. But then I thought that was the time to say something to her about her relationship with Jesus. So I felt very upset with myself because I hadn't ventured there. But by her coming back a second time, part of that was to give me, I think, that opportunity, but also God's timing is not my timing. I was trying to rush ahead, which I can do, or sometimes I can lag behind, but He has a perfect set of, His timing is perfect. And so I think it all worked the way it needed to, because she came in and said, I felt better after being here the last time. So I knew God was working, and maybe He had prepared her for that time for me to say, hey, do you know Jesus? And she remembered and touched base with that, what had happened in her life. And I think that was important because she was being called home. And I didn't know God's timing at the time, but I do trust His timing, and I appreciate that He gave me that opportunity.
That's so good, Cheryl. You can see this at one point. I think it was in another Wake Up Call series. I talked about the Holy Spirit as the great orchestrator, where there are these movements going on behind our lives, and we're just aware of our part to play. Do I pray now? Do I say something now? Et cetera. And we work it through. But there's this long game that God is in. And he knew, okay, we're going to create another moment here. And it sounds to me like we don't know all that God was doing, but it was a moment to, as you said, just reclaim that for her, the faith of her youth, and that right before she's going to pass into glory. And I just love that you were there for that, and the Lord chose you.
I'm glad he did too. And when you mentioned we have our part to play, I think sometimes we think we have to do it all, but not necessarily. We have there may have been someone else that followed up with something after that encounter,
That's right.
but I had that one little piece to that part of the puzzle to play at that time.
Well, that's just so good. Thank you so much, Cheryl. I'd
Thank
love if
you.
we could pray for you.
Oh,
Sower
definitely.
Nation, I would just love if we could extend our hands, our hearts towards Cheryl, and just thank God for this story and his continued work in her life. So let's pray together.
Thank you.
Father, we believe that we are living in your story and our stories are woven into yours, not your story just being woven into ours. And so we thank you that you do guide and lead and you create moments where the plot line of two lives intersect. And we thank you that Cheryl was saying yes, that there was a sense of listening in her heart. And even those moments when we're not sure if we've played the right part, if we've done the right thing, there's grace. And we just love that you brought this full circle to a moment of what we're sharing now as testimony of your faithfulness, of your goodness, of your kindness. And so we bless our sister with more moments like these where she can see what you're doing and join you in it, hear what you're saying, participate in it. Across the journey of our life. Bless her, her family, and we give you thanks for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Cheryl, for joining in and
Thank
for this
you.
gift of a story.
Thank you very much.
I hope you were encouraged by that story. I really believe it depicts this reality that God is doing things all around us. Sometimes we're right in step with him, or we think we're right in step with him, and Then there are other moments we might feel like we missed it or we missed an opportunity. But running through this all is grace. If we are apprentices of Jesus and his spirit is living in us and moving through us, if we are growing and abiding in him and him in us, experiencing that, and our union with Jesus is the point of our lives, then his grace is going to move through these situations and we can trust him with the results. And I love how he brought them back together, these two sisters, truly, before the younger one passed into the arms of Jesus, and Cheryl had the opportunity to bless her and to pray for her. What a beautiful story. So let's pray our prayer together. I'll give us our journal prompts and then we'll sing. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I am available to you today. Someone I meet in the next few hours doesn't need me to be perfect, just available. Help me to learn to discern your timing in someone else's life and to play the part you want me to play. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here are our journal prompts for today. Do you know of someone struggling with a life-threatening or life-changing illness? Journal about them and write out one action you can take to serve them along this way with the timing of an act of love. Okay, that's our journaling prompt. There might be more than one person that comes to mind. Write their names down. Begin to pray for them as you write, and then write out one action where you could show an expression of love. Remember, our verse for today is follow in the way of love. Follow the way of love. And Jesus is the way of love moving through us. So let's sing our song together today, Sanctuary. We're going to sing it twice through, and let's turn our hearts to Jesus in worship as we do. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, Holy Spirit stories are ahead of you today. They're ahead of me today. They're ahead of you this weekend. They're ahead of you in the week ahead. And I want to invite you to pray a courageous prayer before the Lord. Lord, give me an opportunity to see what you're doing in someone's life and then to join you in it. Give me eyes to see, ears to hear what you're about. Then let me be love. Let me become love to the person in front of me. And as you do that, the Lord might prompt you. I want you to take a risk with me. Remember, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. That was part of our All the Things series. And then in that moment, a simple question. May I pray for you? Could I pray for you? Can I pray for you? And whether you do it in that moment or later, it's fine. But it might be that the Lord is saying, let's pause now in the middle of this street, in the middle of this laundromat, in the middle of this grocery store. We have stories like that coming in. And pray for this person. And the love of Jesus will meet them as you do. I believe it with all my heart. And even if they don't want that, God is there and he's moving in you as you take that step forward. All right, so let's get those seeds. And if you have a story this week or in the coming weeks, seedbed.com/Holy Spirit stories, and send it in to us. We would love to see it and hear it and consider it in the next year for other times of sharing Holy Spirit stories. All right, with your seed, let's get out there, and I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilt.